I think for Jacob Trouba, I think the thing with him is that the first game was his first game in Belleville. I think he just needs to get a little bit more comfortable. You know, I think that he's probably a little bit nervous in that game, and I just like to just to get him just a little bit more comfortable in the game. Well, you know what, I'd like us to, I didn't think we managed the puck great. You know, I thought that I thought we could use to support the puck a lot better. You know, for all over the ice, really, from the breakout, even through the neutral zone, we were we could have been anywhere from, you know, 40, 50 feet away from the puck a lot of times. And I think that's just the newness of the players trying to get accustomed to playing together in a system and maybe overthinking some situations. So I'd like us to settle down a little bit more and just play more of a puck control, a speed game with better support. That would be the big thing.
You've used Kane instead of Gucci on the outside with different people in the middle. Will you at some point in time use Kane instead of Gucci at different places, or have you kind of got that in your mind that you'd like to start the season with them on the wings and you just want to find someone that works in the middle?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. First of all, when you look at the line with Ladd, Little, Wheeler, that sets itself up pretty good to maybe start there because of what they've got going. So unless that really changes, you would probably look to keep them together and then probably look to find a center that would function. And I think what we'll do with that is we'll just let that play out. Tonight be Jokinen's first game. And with those guys, I thought they looked good in practice yesterday, and we'll see how they do here. I thought that they moved the puck pretty well on the power play. So we'll see how they do with Jokinen there, and we'll just take it one day at a time and make that assessment, you know.
Is there a science to selecting people to play together? Or is it trial and error that you put them together if it works?
You know what, I think it's a feel. You got to get a feel for how they do and if there looks like there's chemistry created. And I don't know that there's an exact science. I think you'd put 20 coaches in the same situation. You'd probably get 20 different things and 20 different methods of doing things. So I wouldn't say there's a science for me. I just kind of just have to watch to see if there's cohesiveness together. That's the big thing. You know, the other thing is are they working together? Are they talking together? Some of those things I think is important.
Much of your time is occupied by that as a coach. Like when you drive home, is that stuff that you noodle about? Who should I try with you?
Well, there's a lot of things that you're noodling about. You know, there's quite a few of them. Not quite sure the choice of words, Gary, but yeah, but. You know, there's a lot of things you think about. You're thinking rosters. You're thinking, you know, who with whom and down the road. And are there people that where the roster's at? And there's so many things coming at you from all over the place. You just try to get it to settle down a little bit. You know, you got to try and focus on the game. And when you see the game, you got to be just aware of what's going on, you know. And on the other hand is when you're in the game, you're always coaching to win the game. So the players want to win it. You want to win it regardless of the assessments that you're making. So these are things that you're all thinking about. And then you're thinking about power plays and when you get that started. So there's enough stuff to think about. I don't have a shortage. Well, I think you got to be reasonable with your group as far as, have they played together, who's there, if there's one new guy in or not. You know, I watched a little bit of that Montreal Canadian Boston game last night just periodically, and sometimes you see structure, sometimes you don't, and that's just because players aren't familiar with each other or what the system is. So I think you got to be a little bit reasonable there. You try to get some building blocks in place and try to get some stability a little bit to what they're doing. But, I mean, that's easy when you've got, you know, like today we had sticks over. You know, they didn't have their normal sticks, so that's a little bit different. I think the big thing is that you just try to get your structure going. You want to get some things in place and see who can think and who can react and who can respond maybe under pressure and who has patience in some key areas. Those are some of the things you're looking for. Well, I think with all players, one of the things you do look for is that you do look for players to establish trust in the coaches. That's the first thing. And they establish trust by the way they defend and they check. So regardless of the player, if he's a guy that that thinks he only has to score, that's a little bit problematic for him. You got to be able to trust to put him out there. So that'll lead to you playing 4 minutes or 8 minutes or 12 minutes. In Eric Waddell's case, you know, he's a guy that was a very good player, a very productive player in the American League. And, you know, it was the game that he played in was a fairly tough game. I saw some things that I liked in his game, fairly patient. I thought he did some things quite well. So I think that's a good step for him. You know, and it was his first game as well. So, you know, he's doing the right things. And if there's anything he can do is that he just looks to try to impress upon the coaches that he's a guy that we can bring in and play. Is he going to start here? Well, we don't know those things. There's a lot of factors between now and then. So I think he's doing his part. I think he's getting comfortable. And as we're weeding out some players, things start to settle in a little bit more. So he's doing well. Similarities and how, like?
Well, just the contracts you guys have signed, you got this core, and you're going forward with it, and whether sort of doing the same thing, trying to.
Yeah, I see some similarities there. They have a little bit more youth in their guys. Like when you watch them at Penticton, the rookie tournament, you know, they didn't have a lot of, they had some players there, but a lot of their youth is on their team, you know, as maybe ours might be, but. I do see some similarities there, but I don't focus too much on the other teams, and you know, we more or less focus on our group and what we have and what we do.
What's the ceiling for Grant Clayson? The guy sort of came in off waivers, and you're familiar with him, but what do you see the biggest change in this season from when he got here or something?
Well, I think that when he got here, he was, I think, the first game, if I remember correctly. And he got a little bit nervous, a little bit hard on himself, and his game was kind of all over the place there for a number of games. But then I thought he settled in quite well last season. I thought he settled in quite well with Bufflin, you know, at some point, and looked like he was fairly confident in that role and playing with him. And so I thought he did a real good job, you know. And when we had him, when I had him in Columbus going back to then, that was, we didn't have him a whole long time. I didn't have him a whole long time at a national league level. He would come in, play some games, exhibition games, and then head down to Syracuse in the American League. So it was kind of hard to judge. But I had watched him. You know, he played a lot of minutes when I left. He played a lot with Scott Arneal, I think, played power play and stuff like that. So he's been a good, pretty steady player for us. You know, this will be his first game along with Bufflin tonight. So it's going to take a little bit of time, I think, you know. We want to jump to conclusions on things, and we want to put people in certain places. There's really no patience, you know. There's patience from my standpoint, but in a general sense of things, everybody's trying to hurry up and race to a lot of different things that I'm not. I'm just kind of going day to day and trying to make assessments. I think the one thing that might be for him would just be the comfort level, and most players, when they get comfortable, they seem to ease into things and they seem to perform better and more consistent. That would be probably the only thing that I want. My expectation level for Grant isn't that, you know, I would like him to continue to improve on a daily basis just like I would any player. But I don't expect him to go from being a number, whatever you want to slot him at, to all of a sudden being a. He just needs to do a good job in the position that he plays and the role that he plays on this team, and just be a good, steady player for us. That's really the expectation level that I have for him. Just try to be consistent.
Vander was talking just a few minutes ago about how he likes to play a lot and how he likes to send that message to you on certain nights. And he wouldn't tell us how he does it. Does he turn around and say, hey, I'm going good tonight? Can you see more? How does that communication go between you and him or any player?
Yeah, but I would say every player would like to play a lot, you know, would not only be Evander, you know. So every player would like to play a lot. I think what you do as a coach, you just watch the game, and then you watch who's looks like they're going and who's going, and then is there a position there where you can play a guy more? That's dependent on the game, but everybody wants to play a lot. They would all be looking over at the coach saying, I feel great and I'm ready. You know what I mean? And that's great, but we can't play everybody all the time, you know. So I don't have a code. I don't have anything special going with him. There are other guys that, you know, that merit playing time if they're going good, and that's pretty much how you do it. You got to just kind of play through the game and see how it goes. I plan to use Pavlik dependent on the game. That's really how we're going to judge that. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm.